Overcomer is the latest movie from the Kendrick brothers, who brought us Fireproof and Courageous. It opens today across theaters in Central Ontario. We're here with the director, producer, and star of the movie, Alex Kendrick. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Overcomer, I'd love to give the synopsis, but I'd love to hear it from you, the synopsis of what this is all about.
Sure. So a small town has its largest factory to move away, and that takes a huge part of the town with it. And a coach at a local high school loses his basketball team when their families have to move away when the factory shuts down. So the school gives him the cross-country program, and he doesn't want it. And when he goes to see who's on the team, there's only one girl, and she's got asthma. And so he thinks this is a ridiculous scenario to be in, and he tries to talk the school out of the program, and they say, no, we don't want to shut anything else down after so many people have left. And so the coach learns something about his identity, that he was putting his identity in the number of wins and losses that he had, being a successful coach. And now when everything's stripped away, he struggles with who he is. As many men do, a lot of men put their identity in their job first, and if they lose it or lose their status, they struggle. And then we also follow the 15-year-old runner who's struggling with asthma. She's just trying to find her place in the world. And we learn from her that finding your identity in the world or even in your feelings is not the most stable way to live. And so at the end of the film, we learn that the creator gets to define his creation and that God knows us better than we know ourselves. He loves us more than we know. And so when you put your identity in the foundation of who he is, and I anchor myself in the unchanging character of Jesus Christ, then that is the most stable perspective I could have on my identity. And then everything else is just built on top of that foundation. So we are very excited about Overcomer. It's a very inspirational movie. Lots of races and, competitions. At the end of the film, we think people are going to be on the end of their seat. And so this is our best film so far, biggest budget, and have a lot of talented people that helped us make it. And so we can't wait for it to come out on August 23rd.
Now, the girl with asthma, she wants to be a cross-country runner. Where did you get the inspiration for that character?
All of my 6 kids ran cross-country, and all of them won a state championship at their various levels. And I couldn't, when I was out there watching them run, I grew up playing basketball, but when I was out there watching them run, I remember meeting a girl who would run with her inhaler because she struggled with asthma. And she was such an inspiration, and people saying, hey, how is it that you're able to run 3 miles and not struggle? And she goes, no, I struggle, but this is kind of like my spiritual walk. There are days that I need help, and there are days that I do fine. And she said, but this inhaler, this asthma is not going to stop me from doing what I can do. And it was so inspirational, and that became the backbone of this movie on identity.
Well, it's a very common theme amongst all of us, right? Who are we? Who defines who we are? There's so many voices that want to tell us who they want us to be, right?
Exactly. So even in real life, making this film, I had to ask myself, if I'm never able to make another film, do I know who I am? Because that's kind of my reputation or my identity, at least in the world. And so in talking with my own family, I was able to solidify in my own self and with my family that our identity must first and foremost be found in Jesus Christ. And then once that is set, whatever he assigns us to do is on top of that foundation. And so that way, if my job ever changes, if my health changes, it doesn't change the fact that I am loved and created and justified and redeemed and saved in Jesus Christ. Those things are anchored in the character of Jesus Christ, and he doesn't change. And so I was able to really solidify my own identity as a Christian, even though I've been a Christian most of my life. But getting it in the right order is just as important as understanding that you're loved by God. And so, my feelings do not determine who I am. My circumstances don't determine who I am. It's my faith in Jesus Christ and what he says about me. And this is the interesting thing. One of my daughters who now plays basketball, learned this in a wonderful way when, as a freshman in high school, ninth grade, she made the varsity basketball team. the varsity basketball team is primarily juniors and seniors, you know, 11th and 12th graders. And when the coach made my daughter a starter, even though she's only in ninth grade, she said, but coach, there's other kids that are older than me. And he said, but you don't understand. I'm the coach. I have the authority to determine who a starter is. And if I say you're a starter, you're a starter. In other words, God has the authority to tell us who we are. And if he says you are loved, you're forgiven, you're justified, you're saved, then guess what? We are. And so that's why when I put my identity in what God says about me, that is the most stable foundation I could have as a person. And that's what we want to share in this film, Overcomer, with people.
Overcomer, the latest movie from the Kendrick Brothers, opens today in theaters across Ontario. If you go to faithfilms.ca, you can see a listing of all the theaters, or you can go to overcomermovie.com. Stars Alex Kendrick. He's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Alex.
All right. Bless you. Thanks for having me.